Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 28 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Show notes for this episode are available online at gettingworktowork.com/28. As you can tell as I start this episode, I have a head cold, and so this episode will most likely be shorter than others because it's kind of hard to talk right now, but I at least wanted to get something out today. As I've been sick, one of the things that I've been watching is the show Westworld on HBO, and the most intriguing thing about Westworld to me is how they define these story narratives in the characters through what they call loops, and how each character has a loop that they operate within. And things might be different each time through the story, but they loop through the same issues every time, the same themes. And so I was thinking a lot about how my life has certain loops and story narratives in them. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a robot by any means, but what I am saying is that there are consistent patterns in my life, good or bad, that I, at some point, need to address and deal with. For me, the main loop that I find myself dealing with is centered around community and belonging, and this deep-seated desire to really feel like I'm a part of a community. This desire causes me at times to make really stupid mistakes. In the past, I have gravitated towards clients that have made me feel appreciated and a part of their culture, even if I wasn't, and it was all a show. I've said yes to work that maybe I shouldn't have because it satisfied this desire to belong. And my first job out of college, for all its faults, was the closest that I actually came to having that sense of belonging and being a part of a community. And 11 years later, I still feel the loss of no longer being there and being around the people and the role that I played in that environment. Yeah, I'm ultimately not sure why this story loop is so important for me. And sometimes I think it might have something to do with the history of my family or the fact that all of my jobs to a certain degree are fleeting and temporary. In my own business as a creative professional, I go job to job, client to client. As an adjunct instructor, I go class to class in a temporary state. Students come and go. And having that true sense of community and that true sense of belonging is lacking in a lot of ways. I think that's one of the reasons why I like a lot of the things that I do. I like comics and I like movies and I like metal. And a lot of those things have really strong communities so that when you come across other people that love metal too, everyone's excited to share what they're listening to, and there's a true sense of community there. And so I think that's why I like those things. One of the things for me is holidays are, as a creative professional, are kind of tough because, you know, in a lot of places where you work, there's parties and there's a lot of bonding times that as creative professionals, we just don't have the opportunity to have because, you know, we do enough bonding by ourselves as it is, as we work by ourselves. And so this is really a time of year when I feel the most tension in this story loop of really wanting to belong. So I wanted to share 5 ways that you can have a greater sense of belonging. First, join trade organizations and groups, not just for networking and support, but for socializing with others. One group in Portland is called Scopic, and their website is getscopic.com, and I included the link in the show notes. This is a group that connects agencies and clients with freelancers, but what I like about them is that they have events for creative professionals so that they can get together and just talk and share the struggles and share the things that they're going through and just see how important it is to share those things. And I've enjoyed the opportunities to meet with them and hang out with them. And they're a growing group in Portland. And I'm sure there's others all across the U.S. and around the world. Second, volunteer. Be a part of something greater than yourself. I've volunteered a lot when I was younger. I don't do it nearly as much because of my schedule. But Volunteering gives you an opportunity just to be with others, either the people that you're serving or the people that you're serving with. Third, avoid drastic changes in your life. I mentioned earlier that I tended to make some stupid mistakes when I acted upon this loop, this desire to belong. And so avoiding drastic changes can address that problem if you have that as well. Realizing that most change happens incrementally in small ways instead of just, well, you know, in order to belong, I'm going to no longer do my own business, but I'm going to go work for a company, even if that's not the best thing for you. And so avoid making drastic changes in your life. Fourth, if you want to be a part of a community that you see, don't wait for others to initiate you into their community. You need to go and find active ways that you can get involved so you can take initiative. Sometimes people don't really take hints very well, and communities are just an extension of people. And so by taking initiative, it shows that not only are you interested in the community, but there are things that you like and want to be a part of. And that's good for people that are entrenched in the community to see as well. Fifth and finally, if you have a hard time feeling like you don't belong in a community, one of the best things to do is get comfortable with yourself. Maybe that's kind of weird, but I know for me, in a lot of ways, when I am not as comfortable and with myself and okay with who I am, I tend to want to find my identity in others. And that's not necessarily a good thing. So I would encourage you that to have a greater sense of community, to get comfortable with yourself and your immediate family so that you can really take those opportunities to share who you are with others and so that you can be receptive of others as well. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening despite my cold, and I appreciate you listening to this podcast. It's been a great 6 months. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends, if you would subscribe on iTunes and leave me a review letting me know how you're liking this podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. Reach out by sending me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm at Chris Martin Studios. I'm also on Twitter at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast. And I'm on Instagram at CM Studios. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As we approach the holiday season, I hope that you will take opportunity not to really reach out to other people and find ways that you can share yourself and be a part of a greater community. Now get out there and get to work.